Can we do a formal introduction?
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
My Talk traffic starts on Highway 13 westbound over 35W. Watch out for a multi-car crash. There's a crash in the right lane, then another crash in the left lane near County Road 5, going to slow you down if you're traveling by Highway 13 and 35W this afternoon. Your 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast includes a severe thunderstorm watch for the Twin Cities this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 85. Overnight thunderstorms with a low of 70. Your weekend forecast includes morning clouds and afternoon sun on Saturday with a high of 85. Sunday afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 88. Right now at the My Talk studios, 80 and cloudy.
I need information. I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything, everything, everything.
All right, Ben Affleck, you've got a new job, and Ben Affleck is going to be writing and directing a film about the making of the classic film Chinatown. So this is an adaptation of a book called The Big Goodbye, Chinatown and the Last Years of Hollywood, and it's going to be an inside look at the making of the classic noir film. Ben Affleck is going to be adapting the book and directing, and Chinatown, if you haven't seen it, is considered to be one of the greatest Hollywood movies ever made. Jack Nicholson starring in that one. A good one. All right.
All right.
And another project in the works, this time over on TV, Selena Gomez. She's joining the Hulu series Only Murders in the Building, and she's going to be starring opposite Steve Martin and Martin Short. So this comedy series follows three strangers who share an obsession with true crime and then find themselves wrapped up in one.
Oh, I like the sounds of that. So I don't know why, but I do.
Well, it sounds fun. Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And she's a good actor.
And that is kind of a thing. A lot of people are doing that.
Oh, obsessed with true crime?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. That is a thing. And finally, something else that's a thing is the Eurovision Song Contest. And we're getting our own version here in the United States. So the Eurovision Song Contest, a contest that happens annually where each country in Europe sends a representative song to Eurovision, and then they fight it out on who has the best song on the continent. Well, we're getting our own version in 2021. It's called the American Song Contest. Soloists, duos, and groups from all 50 states are going to compete and perform original songs in this contest. And if you're interested, artists from all musical genres are going to be welcome in this.
All right.
I see Lori's face.
I don't know.
Sold on
I mean,
this.
Is that already called America's The Voice and
it's called
American Idol? And
it's called every single reality singing competition series that has ever
existed. Yeah, the country
existed.
Thing is this. I still have to watch that Eurovision movie on.
It's cute, but here's
Netflix.
The thing with Eurovision is that
Eurovision. That's what's
American
called,
yeah. Idol. The Voice, they all come from Europe, so maybe this will also be a hit.
All
America's
right,
Got Talent. We'll see. All right, okay. That's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out mytalk1071.com or download the My Talk app.
Thanks for alerting us.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Friday's Lori and Julia here on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live at mytalk1071.com. You can also catch us on the My Talk app. And if you're listening to us online or on the app, get registered for listener rewards right now, because this month you have a chance to win $500 from AARP, or you could win a year's worth of Royal Canin cat food thanks to Minnesota Animal Health Foundation. All the details on our listener rewards, you can find it at mytalk1071.com. I think we're getting into a little music news.
Oh, sorry, Holly. We're still talking Real Housewives.
Show's on.
Show's
here,
Holly. Don't be mad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this morning.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Run to Lund's, buy petite croissants, because Julia told me to.
At what time did you have to be there at?
Well, I was there for like 7:15.
So what time did you get up at?
5 to 7.
And is that normally the time you wake up?
Yeah, but okay. Just I rolled right into my clothes.
And you just knew you were out the door to Byerly's, mask and all.
Mask and all. Had to get these petite croissants for the shower that are going to be stuffed with something delicious.
She is currently prepping for, because that's why she couldn't be here.
That's right. So I was like, had to get those things.
She's running drills.
Right. And so I'm like, okay. So then I get home and I really do feel just a little bit discombobulated because I do like to get up in the morning, have my cup of coffee with cinnamon, vanilla, and check in with GMA and the Today Show
and see what's
going on. So anyway, finally sit down. I'm like, now everything's out of order, so now I'm just only watching the morning shows with one eye, and the thing I really want to look at is my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what's trending on Twitter, and I see WAP, WAP,
the old WAP,
the old WAP, and it was WAP. Cardi B last night released a new song, new video. It's called WAP, and it's her single with Megan Thee Stallion and then herself.
Yes, yes.
And I press play, and I'm like, oh, my God. First of all, the visuals on this.
Yeah, they're
intense.
Did
you guys all watch it?
Yes.
The visuals are amazing on this. I mean, it is like...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, but it is so raunchy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we cannot play it
in
on
any
the radio.
Shape or form. Nope. We can't post it in any shape or form. WAP stands for, I'll just say wet apple pie, but think dirty.
Okay,
so you can fill in the blanks. It's so raunchy, but it is such a visually incredible video.
It's surreal, and I would say that it's surreal, and I'd say it's kind of psychedelic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, they really put some money. Cardi, of course, you know, she's so funny. Of course, we can't play any Cardi because she swears so much.
But she's so funny. Some of the things she, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it reminds me the first time you ever hear Baby's Got Back, and you're like, oh, the things they rhyme are so funny.
So funny.
And she just makes those connections with some things where you're just laughing.
And then her Insta saying that YouTube has censored and changed what wet apple pie to wet and gushy. So she's telling people you're not going to be able, you got it. And she's like, you know, in her Cardi B way.
Totally.
You know, dropping all of her words that, you know, about where to go to watch it uncensored. And but I did think in a way, wet and gushy is even worse.
Absolutely.
They should have gone with me with my wet apple pie.
Yeah, yeah, that anyway. Absolutely. Wet and that's. But the video, I mean,
the video is incredible. And
watch it alone.
Yeah. The one thing that people were not having, because there are some appearances, Normani, Ruby Rose, Sukihano, Mulatto, Rosalia. Yeah. I don't even know who some of them. And then the big one who gets the big cameo is Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing was that people were like, why isn't Betty White in this video?
Totally.
Why are you giving this cameo to Kylie Jenner?
Oh, and you're right. It was a long cameo, too. And she just kind of, she does what she does best. It just kind of looks at
you. She's so vacant.
It's looks, turns her back.
Back, look at my butt.
Yeah, like,
That was the only thing that people's reaction with that they was more negative.
Towards Kylie.
So... anyway, that's why Betty White was trending, if you wanted to know.
I need to listen to that song more.
Other people were just flat out, get Kylie out of there. Why is Kylie in there? They don't need Kylie.
No.
And are we too old to understand the appeal for Kylie? Because I feel like I'm too old to understand the appeal.
I think that Cardi B is, and maybe Megan Thee Stallion, maybe they like her. They know her. Maybe Megan knows her. Kylie was at the party when Megan got both of her feet shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe they know each other.
Yeah.
And Megan likes her, and she's heard her sad tale of what it's like to be a billionaire reality star.
Sad.
Anyway, I think that's a connection. They were like throwing her.
They're mutuals. They know each other.
And maybe too. She brings in a crowd that they.
And she brings in the social media, like
absolutely.
The other. Not that these two need it.
No, right? Like that's what I keep thinking. Like why would? But whatever.
Yeah. All right. So that's happening.
Yeah, it is.
Madonna is 1 week away from her 62nd birthday.
That's so nuts.
And, you know, she's been problem. It's been hard to stand with Madonna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's really tested.
She really
our
has.
Limits.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's another one that came out so strong and so positive that you're like, love forever. And then you realize love can be tested.
Yes. She's tested
She's
my love.
Tested it.
You know, Lori, you've done a good job at being fair and compassionate towards Madonna and all of her phases of quarantine posting on Instagram. Mm-hmm. From the milky bathtub to the dancing and voguing chicken to some more problematic things.
But here's one thing that because she quoted Louis Farrakhan, who is a horrible anti-Semitic person, not anybody to be looked up to. And then that crazy demon sperm doctor from Houston.
I know, yeah.
And then, you know, and Madam X, you know, I just want her to be her. I don't think she needs to do like how Lady Gaga, it felt like she's imitating younger.
She's trying to keep up when she doesn't have to.
She doesn't have
to. She holds the crown.
Thank you.
You go onto their level, you're lowering yourself.
Yeah.
And it's just a fact. When she's fighting with Lady Gaga, it's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
It only raises Lady Gaga up and brings down Madonna. Like, that's it all
does.
It is.
So today, she had maybe a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
She posted a video of herself circa 1985.
Yeah.
And wrote, I mean, no YouTube, no Vine, no The Voice. No, this was not a good idea. No American Idol, no Disney, just $35 and a dream. Okay. And she had no songwriters, no producers, no. But she had. Here's the thing. Now I'm mad at her for posting this. Because $35 and a dream plus Good Instinct. Plus MTV, plus Gaio Siri. I don't know. Just put in some positive.
Yeah.
Why is she comparing the YouTube and the American Idol? That was so far away from 1985.
Plus, you know, I mean, like, and we're in a day and age where people are not aware of their privilege. And this is it reeks of that.
Yeah.
Madonna likes to, she has been doing for the past 20 years. Is that Madonna strategically partners up with whoever is hot at the moment. Think about Me Against the Music, Britney Spears.
That's mm-hmm. true.
4 seconds, Justin Timberlake. She did it with Nicki Minaj, M.I.A., Maluma,
right.
All of these
which
things.
Which is smart.
But to like say that like you're better than all of these people who have used these tools to gain fame. It's just you're using what you have at whatever moment in time you find yourself in.
I almost wish she had just done, you know, just $35 in a dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
you don't have to hate
better.
On every the way. Of course, people have to pivot with technology. Of course, you use what you have.
And I would say, too, you know, that Madonna, if she's like she was, and it was something that the Go-Go's also helped them with their when MTV came out,
rose with that,
it
for sure.
changed music in a way that was just hugely significant. And if you were lucky to be in that same space as that MTV era.
That's such a good point because, OK, Madonna, I'm not saying, OK. We can acknowledge that her voice is good, but it's not the world's best singing voice ever.
Right.
It's based more on who she is and the image she portrays. And a lot of that is how she looks and her sex appeal and the videos and everything like that. Like if that wouldn't have came up at the same time that MTV was, I don't know if we'd be talking about Madonna right
now. Yeah, if it had been 1975 or something and it was pre that. I don't know. Yeah, I wish she'd just done that. So anyway,
do you think that these celebs who come out to say this stuff are thinking in their minds, oh, this is going to help the masses in their time of need? Or is it just a point where they have been out of the spotlight for so long their crazy is just coming out everywhere?
That is it.
That's it.
That is it.
I feel like
they've had no adulation for the longest time. I mean, you can get it on Insta, but really, if you are a performer and you're used to, I don't know what. I just don't like the idea that she made it all on her own without help from anybody.
I know.
From anybody or anything. I mean, that's
nobody
not true.
Has ever made it without help from anybody or anything, period. That's a myth.
It's just a myth.
We all have to help each other.
By the way, Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to? Holly posted this today. So there's this new video for the Rolling Stones song Scarlet, and Paul Mescal. How do we know him, Holly?
Yeah, I think he's in the Hulu show Normal People.
Oh, that's how I know him, because I watched that show.
Mm-hmm. So he's one of the stars.
Okay, that because I'm like, I'm watching the video, and I'm like, how do I know this guy? How do I know this guy? I love this guy. I love this guy. And Mick Jagger's movie, Is it Burnt Heresy? I think drops on video on demand today. So it's kind of a Mick Jagger day around here. So Scarlett, the video is posted, and it's just, oh boy, it's not as, you know, fun as WAP, Wet Apple Pie by Cardi B.
I feel like I'm going to make like five people watch WAP very soon.
You are. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly.
All right. We're just going all over the place. It's a Friday in August, and so we just have a chef's surprise of stories.
Like,
all right, we're going to start with what Oprah is doing in Louisville, Kentucky. So we posted this, I think it was just last week, the first cover of O Magazine, not featuring Oprah Winfrey. It's a painting of Breonna Taylor, who was murdered in Louisville earlier this year during a deadly home raid. So what Oprah is doing now is she has purchased billboards all across Louisville, Kentucky, demanding justice for Breonna Taylor, who was shot to death during that police raid. 26 billboards Oprah has purchased, displaying that portrait of Breonna Taylor. They're going up across Louisville, Kentucky, demanding that police officers involved in her death be arrested and charged. So,
and then the Oprah quote right on the front of the magazine, too?
Right. Now, 26 is symbolic, the purchasing of the billboard, because one billboard for every year of Breonna Taylor's life.
That's just... something else. Well, you know what? I am really glad that Oprah is putting her money out there and standing up and, you know, it's great.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes, it is. We were expecting a reunion of the cast of Friends. We've been talking about this damn show for
a while. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of it.
Well, I know.
I hate to break it to you, ladies, but we're talking about it again because it's been postponed. So this cast reunion from the show Friends was going to feature all six of the major players of Friends, and it was set to debut when HBO Max, the streaming service, debuted this last May. Well, that wasn't the case. It was supposed to film in March. Well, the pandemic hit in March, so they had to reschedule. Then they're like, well, maybe we'll do it in May. No, we're not doing it in May. Maybe we'll do it at the end of the summer. No, we are not doing it at the end of the summer. I have no idea when we're going to do it, so hopefully this is the last time we talk about it for a while. The executive producer of this just says, there is value to having a big live audience to experience these six great friends coming back together. And we just didn't want to subtly do it on a web call with six squares and people shooting from their kitchens and bedrooms.
I agree 1,000%. I agree. Just don't even do it. We've lived this long without the Friends reunion. We're going to be able
we'll
to handle it.
Survive.
Now, interestingly enough, it may pivot because the man who made that statement, Bob Greenblatt, over at Warner Media, well, he is leaving as of today. So,
So
that could play a big role of why he's leaving. Could we do maybe? Okay, hear me out. Like, we just pick two on two interviews, like one, you know, for but for like a teaser until
we don't need
meet.
It because we can just watch Friends reruns if we need to see them all. That's
not
what
me.
I think.
Where am I going to watch them?
HBO Max.
HBO Max. Yeah, okay, that's it. Or Channel 45, one of the local.
You're right.
We have it.
Okay, fine, you're right. But I thought.
Remember, there's real TV, not just streaming.
You're going to have to walk me through that.
Okay.
What is that? What is real TV?
I'm confused.
I don't know. I'm confused. Oh, Kristen Wiig is on the cover of the September issue of InStyle magazine, and she's getting about as personal as Kristen Wiig has ever gotten in an interview. She's talking about what she went through in order to become a mom. So she's the mom of 9-month-old twins via surrogate, and she calls that experience a very long road on which she wasn't herself for years. So she said, we've been together for about 5 years, she and her husband, her fiance, Avi Rothman, and they were, she said, she spent three of those years in an in vitro fertilization haze. She said, emotionally, spiritually, and medically, it was probably the most difficult time in my life, and that I wasn't myself. So,
how old is she? Oh, 46.
So
yeah.
She's 46.
You can't wait. You're going to have hell if you wait that long to have a baby. You know, late 40. Or she was like 43 then when she started trying. Some people like Halle Berry, you know, remember she just boom.
It's a hard. And you know what sucks about being in that world is you never can plan anything when you're trying to have a kid.
She probably wished she had frozen her eggs.
Or many things. I mean, it's one of those things where you're always in this state of pending. And as somebody who, you know, I've been married a year and a half, we've been trying. It's like, you feel like you're always in a state of pending. Like, I don't know if I can do that. We went skydiving and I was like, I don't know. I got to wait till when you interview for jobs, you feel weird about it. That's a hard place to be.
It's good that she talked about it then,
But yeah.
46, you're not going to get pregnant like you do at 26 or 31.
Well, and Kristen Wiig said of talking about this aspect of her life, she's conflicted about, she's a very private person.
We don't hear
from Kristen Wiig that much about her personal life, but she did say that I might help somebody by being public and candid about this. And she talked to, because it is a thing that people go through.
And then the disappointment if the IVF doesn't work.
And if you always forget, like, and that sounds really dumb, but you can only try 12 times a year. And that just, once you think it's like, that's a rough fact.
I've never thought about that, but that is a rough fact.
Right. There are limitations to what you can do in certain avenues, you know, just health-wise, biologically, and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, and it is something that a lot of people go through.
Absolutely. You're right, because I remember at Carlson Companies, there were a couple ladies who, I'm ovulating, I'm going home for lunch.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And it runs your whole life. And it's exhausting.
Because you have to get in as many times as possible on that one day.
And they talk about marriages having so much trouble getting through it because, you know, you want to, like, one person wants to start pivoting. It's a lot. So it's always nice when a celebrity talks about it.
Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig, by the way, on the cover of InStyle, because Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be coming out in the fall. That means we get to see Chris Pine in a fanny pack.
Yeah. Ooh. I've had that hair that Kristen Wiig is sporting on the cover.
Oh, it's very cute. It's very
short with the long bangs in front.
So mid-90s Sharon Stone. Yeah. Cropped shag.
Yeah.
It looks very adorable on her. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox still getting thirsty.
These two are so hot and crazy for each other. I love it.
Yes. So the latest post from these guys is on Machine Gun Kelly's Instagram account. And it's a video of the two of them rocking out with the caption, "Who's coming to the concert for Aliens?"
My beautiful boy.
I don't know. What the heck is happening with those two?
Come up for air once in a while and reach out to the gram.
They sure do. They do it all for the gram.
Yeah, they just come up out from the covers.
I know.
That was amazing. They're just having
I know. They always have that hair, that look that they have. They need Gatorade.
Yeah, freshly bleeped, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and ready to rock out at Area 51.
I guess.
We'll send the memo to the government. If you were a fan of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, the star of that show, he said he is totally open to revisiting the role of Walter White. So he said I would be in it if Vince Gilligan, the creator of the show, he said I want me to be in it. He said I'd do it in a second, but it hasn't happened yet. I can tell you and we'll see. I don't know. So he's open to it. If you watched did you guys watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Would you be open to we got that movie.
I guess he shows up as Walter White, the school teacher.
Yeah.
The high school teacher. I mean, that would be the only way because of the time period. I'm fine with that.
I think people are saying yes to more things because of quarantine. Because I don't think he would have said yes to this in his normal life.
Right. Or that it's just like the way that we tell stories is changing. Where
Absolutely.
It's like, never say never. Anyone who says that they're never going to go back to any kind of role ever again, I would just be like, you're probably going to eat your words at some
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
So
very wise.
We look forward to Bryan Cranston reprising his role as Walter White.
Yeah.
All right. Done and done.
Very, very good. All right, listen, we come back. We've got our weekend picks, even though the weekend picks can be kind of slim.
Rough.
But we're going to try. I don't care, but we're glad you're here. Brittany, thanks so much for filling in for Julia. It's been delightful getting to know you. I love your takes.
I feel like I have to pinch myself whenever I'm ever with you guys. It feels surreal. I just feel like I still remember thinking like, I've never seen your guys' billboards, and I would just be like, they've got it. They get to talk with their best friends all day, her all day, day and I was day. Like,
I know it really it's, has you're been so, a dream job.
Yeah, it's nuts to be sitting here. It just feels like I'm going to wake up.
And we've been on so long, and we're aging backwards, and we just it's don't crazy. Understand. We've jumped on the time continuum that's going backwards.
You're Benjamin Buttoning so hard.
Honestly, it is really hard to believe that it is 18 years.
Yeah,
and over 4,000 shows.
4,000.
Donnie did the math.
Oh, that's, thank you, Donnie, for doing the math
thanks,
on that one.
Donnie.
No, it really, it it's kind of crazy. Is. And then one year, I think last year, the fairy told us how many books he thought we'd done. Our book club.
Okay, so I can't even tell you, like, the amount of time, anytime I'm on this show, the amount of people that reach out to me and they're like, they ask me, I mean, it, you, I don't think you guys get it. Like,
no, we
my,
don't.
I've got my, my brother, Mike, he literally asked me so many questions. And now that I was on with you, he's going to ask me so many questions. Like, there's just, it's just, you guys have no idea how excited, this is exciting for me.
Ah, you're sweet.
No, I'm just.
But
I'm,
Julia and I, we really, like, we're always kind of amazed. Like, when we go to the fair, we're like, wow, people listen to the show.
Yeah.
It's because always in our mind, we've always just kind of, I don't know, I guess because we were in corporate America and we just feel like we just stumbled in this. And, you know, so we are the same on the air as off the air. Me more than Julia. Just a tad more.
Not like it's a contest.
Not like it's a contest.
I'm more real than my, yeah, just, totally.
You know, I mean, Julia wouldn't disagree. Because first of all, no, because first of all, she was a mom.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She was like private about more things where I didn't have any private. I mean,
that's where the disease I have. I'm dumb, no privacy walls at all.
No. Yeah. And then because I wasn't, quote unquote, you know, I was just a bonus mom. Yeah. I didn't have to ever feel like you have to hide who you were as a young person or your sexuality or dumb stuff. You just own it all so you can admit to all of it. Whereas some times people become parents and then...
Do you think that's going to happen to me if I have a kid that I'm going to be a little bit more about? Because I feel like I almost should have more boundaries.
But maybe on the air, you know, you might. Because that would be an instinct. I don't know. But she would always share the funny stories with her kids until, like, you know, they get to be a certain age and they're like, don't talk about us. And that might have been fifth grade.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all cool until it's not cool. And then that's mortified.
That's right. Okay. So we want to thank AARP of Minnesota.
Yep.
For presenting our weekend picks. And of course, they've been doing, you know, the jazz every Thursday, the virtual jazz fest every Thursday all summer long that people have just really been enjoying. But I don't know if you have any little weekend picks for us or not there, Miss Brittany.
I do. I saw this posted on my friend Jenna's Facebook. She took her family. She's got two smaller kiddos, and they went on this thing called Dinosaur Adventure. Have you heard of this at all?
No.
Okay. Well, Dinosaur Adventure drive-through is where you can take a prehistoric tour featuring 80 life-size dinosaurs, including a 40-foot T-Rex. So you drive through, and had pictures of her kids.
Where
you know,
is
this? It's at the State Fair.
Oh, it is?
The State Fairgrounds is doing that. It's doing it till August 30th, and you can get your tickets online. She said they waited about an hour because there was all this, you know, you have to in your car. She said it was 100% worth it. The picture she had, they were standing in the sunroof, you know, looking at these giant dinosaurs.
Some pictures, and I'm like, where are these kids with these dinosaurs?
Totally. And it was like one of those things where you could just imagine. She said one of her kids was just in heaven. The other one was a little scared. So kind of buffer that you know, expectation. But it just looked the kind of fun where you're like, yes, this is what summer should be, is taking a picture with a giant T-Rex in the background. Like, oh, the kid was so excited. And you're like, lovely. So that's my weekend pick for sure.
Okay, I like that one. That is really good. All right, so do you have any other ones?
No, I ran out.
Okay, you ran out. That's fine. That's good.
I'll think of one.
Okay, no, that's all right. All right, there's just a couple of music things. The Minnesota Music Cafe is doing music outside.
Really?
Because they've got, you know, a big area, so they're doing, and tonight it's the good, the bad, and the funky at 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow night Critical Mass is playing. I would just call the Minnesota Music Cafe. I I think it's just kind of a first come, first serve, but they might be making space reservations. I kind of feel like making reservations for everything is the new must be done. I mean,
absolutely.
The Como Zoo and the Minnesota Zoo are both open. You just have to make your reservation for your time. So that's happening. And then another music thing that's happening is in Anoka on Sunday night, the Southern Express Band is playing outside at Riverfront Memorial Park at 6 o'clock. And just bring your lawn chairs and have your mask.
So fun.
And then one more thing, the Heights Theater, which is a darling movie theater, if you've never been there in Columbia Heights, they are showing every night at 7:30, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, fun.
On the big screen at 7:30 every single night. So
that'd be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, because it's going to be hot, you know, this weekend. And maybe, you know, they're just doing the nighttime show. So that is what is going on.
I've got another one for us. Did you ever do the Minnesota Fringe Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're doing it online now.
Is this when it started? Because it did used to start.
July 30th to August 9th. And you just have to go to, you know, Google their site. It's minnesotafringe.org. And they have all these, you can... The nice thing is you don't have to worry because, like, a lot of times with the Fringe shows...
They even sell out.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So they have all this content there, and they definitely, because the big thing is collecting the buttons that they have every year. They have those for sale there, so check out minnesotafringe.org.
And what is it to watch a show? Like, is it like like $5 to, you know, or $10?
That's a great question.
I think that's how they're doing it, because you get the code when you pay.
Yes. Yeah, it seems like anything from $5 to $10. It's very reasonable.
Fun. Yeah. All right, very good. I don't know if Holly has any weekend picks or not.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
I do. Well, this is something that you're going to have to rent this, but it's on demand, but it's this documentary, and it's about Cream magazine from back in the day, the rock and roll magazine. Yes. So this is called Cream, America's Only Rock and Roll Magazine. It's a documentary about the magazine. It didn't really last that long, but super influential. And it was, I believe, you know, they championed bands like the MC5, the Stooges, Bob Seger, Alice Cooper, all these Detroit bands. And so, you know, if you liked Almost Famous and you're into that kind of rock and roll scene, Lester Bangs, all that kind of stuff, go and check it out. But I think you're going to have to pay a little premium. Virtual Cinemas is where they say it is playing right now. And the review of it says it's not enough. Like, it's you want more. It's only 75 minutes and you want more of this. But I love that era in rock and roll. So if you want to dig into more of that, then watch Cream, America's Only Rock and Roll Magazine documentary.
It's $10, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, totally.
Very reasonable.
I mean, I wanted more of the Go-Go's documentary last night. I couldn't get enough of it. It was so...
I got to watch that. You've talked about that.
But they weren't together that long. Although, you know, they did have plans to... go on tour this summer, I think, because the documentary was coming out. Kathy Valentine wrote a memoir, but it's so funny. So Casey's daughter, my bonus daughter, is home for the weekend, and her big revelation that she had is because I introduced her to all my beloved 80s music, Madonna, the Go-Go's, you know, Prince, my soundtracks for iconic movies. And her favorite soundtrack, and one of mine, is the Valley Girl soundtrack.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And she thought for years that all the Josie Cotton songs were the Go-Go's.
Really?
Yeah.
So you really messed her up that way.
Because it was kind of that same time period, 82, 83.
Yeah.
And it was a very kind of... that kind of sound. But she's like, all these years, I would be like to my friends, I can't believe you don't know He's the One by the Go-Go's. And they'd be like, what? I never heard of that song. That was, you know, and it's Josie Cotton, not the Go-Go's.
Just confident. He's just confident arguing with people.
But we would just put the CD in, you know, and how would you know? And we watched the movie a couple times. Yeah. Anyway.
That's cute.
Listen, we come back. We got just a couple other stories, and then our song is going to be I Can't Get No Satisfaction, because that really does sum up where we are right now.
That hits.
Mm-hmm. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. It's going to be hot and sticky this weekend. Woo! Brittany been filling in for Julia's size 6.5 very nicely. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What size shoe are you, Brittany, if you don't mind me asking?
At least a 9.
Are you a 9?
Absolutely.
No, 8.5 is the average. Mm-mm. No, that's the average size in
what
America.
What size do you wear?
I'm an 8.
That's annoying because you're tall.
Well, no, not really. It's annoying because that is the, you know.
Because then they're all out at the
shoe
store.
They're all always out of 8s and 8.5. So you're better to be a 9.
No. No. You're such a liar. You are such a
No, you know his big feet for a girl, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she does.
Size 11.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is a 13.
Which
in
that's
men's.
Hard because in the 41 in Euro, they don't sell. Yeah, they don't have a lot of the women's sizes in that.
No, they don't.
Poor thing.
I don't think it's really. She learned how to pose a long time ago. So dude, yeah. You ever notice she always has her feet pointed?
I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah, she discovered it at a young age how to stand and pose with her gunboats.
Her gunboats.
Okay, just a couple of things to look at on our website. Iman is out and about wearing a leopard coat and just having a fun street style. So Holly posted that. Also, Holly, I love that you tweeted your sixth grade picture yesterday when we had our conversation that we all have fourth, fifth, sixth awkward photos in common.
Oh, yeah.
Holly's are so good. They're so good. Like, she wins.
Oh, I know. But a lot of us, if you go back and you look at a photo.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Where did those two big front teeth come from?
Yeah.
The bangs, the sweaters, everything. It's the great equalizer. So few people did it.
Oh, yeah. Share those photos. It's best to get them out in the light. It shows the journey of life.
I have to have my mom take a picture of one of my pictures in her photo book to send it to me because I don't have any.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got that. Also, Zendaya is covering In Style September issue. I love her. I love her so much. And I love, did you watch Euphoria?
Love.
That, her and her friend Jules.
Oh my God.
And everything.
If you've watched it also, and it's one of those things that watch again and you'll enjoy it again. You know what I mean? When something's so good, because it almost,
is that coming back soon?
I would kill for Euphoria to come back.
I'm not sure when that's going to be coming back. Let's see. So Zendaya just gave a Euphoria season 2 update, and she's doing that in this In Style cover issue. And she said, I would do a season in a day. So I don't know what she's...
Got renewed.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they were filming it.
Well, we are going to get that movie, Malcolm and Marie, with John David Washington and Zendaya, the one that they shot during quarantine.
Yeah.
At that house in the desert. So we do have that, but a lot of people involved in Euphoria were involved in the making of that movie.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, that was a great show. Also, another great show, How to Get Away with Murder. Forever, my girl Annalise Keaton. But Viola Davis, she is...
So good.
She's so good.
So good.
I love her in everything. And
even in interviews, she's so good.
And yeah, she is. And I think, you know, one of the reasons I think is in this week's People, and she's heard talked about it, but she's a spokesperson for No Kid Hungry. But she's talked about how she grew up a hungry kid.
Absolutely.
And what a big source of shame it was. And right now in this country,
I know,
like 50% of parents are skipping meals or avoid, you know, because the food crisis, the desert is happening, money. And so she's really, telling people to get out there and vote, that, you know, we've got to keep programs like SNAP and WIC, and that is the only safety net that people, besides a, you know, food bank. But I think that's why she's so expressive.
Because, well, she's lived it,
She's lived, like, she can really make you feel the emotions and highs and lows. That's what makes her so good.
And someone like that who's lived it is thinking about all those little things we're not thinking of like all the chain effects that happen with this stuff. And
Yeah, and anyway, so I love her, and I love that she's profiled in People this week, and she's very enjoyable to follow on Twitter. She's a mix of serious and fun.
I'll follow her.
She's kind of, I like that. Okay, so our song today, I thought I would just do a little, I can't go, no satisfaction Wikipedia for you ladies.
Oh, thank you. A warm up.
Okay, a little warm up. So this was the first hit for the Rolling Stones in 1965, July of 65. It was their first number one hit. In the UK, the song Satisfaction was only played on the pirate radio stations because its lyrics were considered too sexually suggestive. Because remember, it's about sexual frustration and commercialism, if you never knew.
Mm. Listen closely to the lyrics when we sing, which we're going to do just a second. I mean, we got a couple minutes. Let's start singing right now.
Let's start singing. And Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote it.